I want to say it's so nice to have friends that I've known for so many years, Brian, Bernice, my friends, that we've sat together at the table and we've eaten, we talked Red Sox and Yankee baseball, and we talked football, and we share so much joy together that you can be in our humble church today, in a church where we praise God and we talk about Jesus and we read the Holy Bible together, amen? It's a joy to have you, and for this day, thank you for letting us be a part of your life today. Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand up and do like we do every Sunday. Let's recite the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. That's our God. Be seated, relax, give him some praise, church. Give him some praise. Some of you might say, why is he making them clap all the time? Well, the Bible says something very, I said before, it says that he inhabits the praise of his people. So I take that very seriously. So I'm one of the people who take this Bible literally. If it says it, I believe it. I believe in Noah. I believe that Noah existed. I believe in David. I believe Adam and Eve because the Bible says so. It says that he, God, inhabits the praise of his people. So I say, what better thing for a church to do than to praise him on Sunday so he inhabits the praise of his people and the angels around the church. I believe that because the angels are wherever God is. Amen. Let's read together. We do the responsive reading. And I'm going to ask you to just read with us, and I'll start it from Psalm 139. Thank you, Lord. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me.
You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
Even that alone, that should make you say, whew, was he really there? Yes, he was. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
For a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
Imagine that, Jerome. Before a word is on your tongue, who knows it completely? Well, hallelujah. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence, Lord?
If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
If I rise on the wing of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
Even there, your hand will guide me. Your hand will hold me fast.
Hallelujah. Isn't it a beautiful psalm when you start thinking that way? Part of it can kind of make you say, he was with me when I told that joke. He was with me when I took him wherever you went. He knows your thoughts. He knows your words. So who better than to give your heart and life to? Because if he knows everything, it's a good time to turn and give him everything that you have because he'll lift you up. Amen? How many know that man will not lift you up? Man will take away. There's a jealousy in a man that even though you do something good, they're jealous and they want to take away. But God lifts up. Amen? And if he knows everything there is to know about you, then it's a good time to love and trust him. Amen? Hallelujah. Two in a row we lost. And they're all Red Sox fans over there. Now. At least A-Rod's playing good. We're doing things a little different today. We want to thank Aubrey Rose for that. Aubrey Rose gave me a lot to study this week and a lot to read and opened up my heart. So we're going to start right now. And I want to start in the book of Mark. I want to start this for our friends and our family. Because this, when I first read this, opened my heart and opened my mind to Jesus. Amen? And it says, now John answered him, saying, John was talking to Jesus. And John said this, teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name. Someone we don't know. We never saw these people, but they were casting out demons in your name. And John said, we forbade them because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, do not forbid him. What did he say?
Do not forbid him.
For no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. Jesus said, for he who is not against us is on our side. Who are they? On our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, who do you belong to? Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." Jesus said, "Do not forbid them, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me." You say, "Well, what exactly does that mean?" He says, anybody that you pray for in Jesus' name, amen, and you see that miracle, anybody who teaches you about Jesus, amen, anybody who shares the word, anybody who teaches you how to praise him, Jesus, anybody who says he is not on the enemy's side, I mean, he's on our side. And these disciples, remember that when you see it in the world, understand that the disciples didn't understand. And they said, "Jesus, we don't know these people. We've never met them. And they're using your name to cast out demons." And they wanted him to tell them to stop. But Jesus said, "Do not forbid them. For we are all one family in Christ." Amen? Amen. Let me read this, what I wrote. God's followers will not all resemble each other or belong to the same group. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
To be Christ-like is to be a believer and follower of Jesus, building up, not a building, but building up the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's all about us and the family of God. This day, this dedication, I'm so excited. Lord, keep me calm because I get crazy with him. This dedication has so much more meaning than just one baby. And now I'm going to read from Mark. Hallelujah. In the Bible, Mark 10:13. Then they, being the disciples and people, brought little children to Jesus, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased. What was he? He was displeased. The disciples were stopping the people from bringing little children like Aubrey to him. And Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." You're looking at it right over there. "Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and he blessed them. Hallelujah. Let this day and let Aubrey Rose be another chance to rededicate ourselves, our children and our grandchildren to God. Amen. Come on in. It's okay. We're all family. We're good. They're all sitting there. They got their shoes off, their jackets up. They've been with the Yankees and the Red Sox. They're all good. Come on. Praise the Lord. The children of God, that little child right there, is what Jesus is talking about. Are you with me? All right, now I'm going to go to Proverbs. I want you all to listen to this, family and friends of Aubrey Rose. I need you to listen to this. This is Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I ask you that. I'll say it one more time. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Whose work is that? It's not Aubrey's work, is it? It's not your child's work, your son, your grandson. It's our work. It's your work. Your work. The Bible says you train them up. You train her up in the way she should go. Amen? And when she is old, she will not depart from this word, from the Bible, from Jesus. Amen? So we have a job to do. Hallelujah. We have a job to do. And today is a good day to rededicate yourself to this job. If you never tell your children about God or find a church that will learn, I love the word joy. I always say you should come to church and have joy. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. You should have joy and peace and comfort, strength and faith and hope. And you understand the blessings of giving and sharing. If you say, "I don't want to force my child to go to church. I don't want to force them to go to church. I don't want to force them to learn to pray at the dinner table. Or I don't want to force them to meet friends that may be in church that may be good for them." Then you, you have allowed others to lead them. Amen? You understand? If you don't lead your children to God, if you don't lead your children to church, if you don't lift them up and give them the word, give them some strength, give them some hope, then somebody else that you don't know is going to lead them somewhere else. Amen? And maybe it'll be a friend. Maybe it'll be somebody else's parents. Maybe it'll be some kid he meets in high school. They'll lead them. And I ask you this, hallelujah, those friends never met. Others who know nothing about God, nothing about Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the Bible, this beautiful book that in every church this morning, at St. Mary's up the street, St. Michael's over there, and all the Episcopal, the churches, they're reading from this Holy Bible. Hallelujah. I ask you this question. What are the chances when they turn 18, 19, 20, 21, or 22, what are the chances that they'll decide to go to church? What are the chances? If you've never talked to him about God, if you've never prayed with him, explained how God has blessed your life, what are the chances? I say not very good. And now I ask you this. We're being honest. Does church make us perfect?
No.
No, of course not. Absolutely not. Does church make our lives perfect?
No.
Hallelujah. No, they don't. Does any church, does any denomination make you perfect? No, of course not. But. Hallelujah. I choose to trust God over man. I trust that God and church helps build character and respect and love and forgiveness. When you come to church, you learn to forgive. Amen. You learn not to judge others. Amen. I believe with all my heart that God opens doors that man cannot open. God opens doors that man cannot see. And God closes doors that he does not want you to walk through. When you're walking with the Lord, when you're talking to God, when you're trusting God, I believe it, that he'll close a door and you can't walk through it no matter how. And there's a sin that you want to commit. You're saying to yourself, he won't let you commit it. He will stop you at the door. I believe that. God says, you're my child. I love you. I'm going to stop you. And then I'm going to open this door, and you're going to receive a blessing that you didn't expect. And other people are going to say, well, how did that happen for you? And you said that God opened the door. You see, now you're preaching to somebody already because God has opened the door. I believe that. Let me tell you what faith does. When you believe in God, faith builds determination. You all got dreams and hopes. Aubrey Rose is going to have all these dreams and hopes. She's going to be a movie star. She's going to be a singer. Whatever mom and dad hope she is, she's going to have that chance. But with God, she's got a greater chance. God's got a plan for her. You know what? God's got a plan for her already. She's got a spirit inside of her that's going to blossom, and they're going to see what she wants to do in her heart, and God will open the doors for her. As long as she knows God, she will walk stronger. She will walk with faith. So when disappointment comes and she doesn't get this role, or she doesn't get this part in high school, or some teacher comes against her, she'll say, you know what? That ain't from God. I'm going to accept that God is with me. I'm going to walk around this block because God is with me. Amen? Because I can. A lot of people today say they can't. A lot of people say are angry today because God is not in their heart. Amen? But we got a chance today. Hallelujah. Faith builds determination to succeed, to achieve. So I say this to you today, brothers and sisters, because we've had a lot of conversations about Aubrey and about today. I say to you as a pastor, call this day what you want. We call it a dedication. Some call it a christening. Some may call it a baptismal. I say, call it whatever you want. Call it how you feel in your heart. Hallelujah. But somebody, those that love Aubrey Rose are going to be ready to train her up. Amen. I was raised Catholic. St. Mary's was my church. We had a baptismal. We did the water with the baby and the christening. I said, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. That's a nice day. Amen. You feel good about the day. You feel good spiritually about the day. But if you leave that church and you forget to go back to that church, you forget to tell that baby about God, you forget to tell him about the Bible, you forget to pray at the dinner table, what did that day achieve? What did it achieve for Aubrey? What did it achieve for you? How did it change you? So I say, as a pastor, call it whatever in your heart you need to call it. But call it a day that we lift Aubrey Rose up and we lift ourselves up behind her, because God says she's the chosen. Amen. Her love, her unconditional love that we're going to talk about for her mom and dad today, is the kind of love we need to have for Jesus. Amen. She trusts Jennifer. She trusts. There's nothing. Everything she has is in her mom and dad and Roy. Everything. There's no doubt. If whatever they said, if she was standing on a cliff and they said jump, she would jump because she trusts them. We need to get to that point with our children. You know, you might say, Mom, well, my kids are 20 and 30 and maybe I failed. But God never fails. Say that with me. God never fails. So if your son is 30, it's a good day to get him started into church. Go to a church where you find some friends and find some joy, find some peace, find some strength. Go to a church where you can relax and enjoy God. Hallelujah. Each of us have loved ones we want to see succeed. Amen. We want to see them blessed. This is a great day thanks to Aubrey and her family. Thank you. Who chose to be here today for all of us to rededicate ourselves and our family and our friends. Hallelujah. It's a great day for us. They blessed us. They think that they came to church to get Aubrey blessed, but in turn, they've actually blessed us today, Tony, because we can talk about God and we can lift each other up. Right, Sergio? I was going to talk about the resurrection today. Remember I said that? God's got a different plan. I can think on Sunday when I want to preach next week, and God will stand there until Thursday and say, no, I don't think so. You got to talk about, and you see, we got to know. We got to follow God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from Matthew. Levi, the fisherman. George Marsh, the fisherman. George didn't go fishing yesterday, did you, George? Hallelujah. Levi. Oh, Levi was a tax collector. Brian, I messed that up. I saw three guys fishing yesterday, opening day fishing season. Three guys fishing. They all had vests on. I mean, the vest, George, you know, vest with things standing out. They had their thing, and they had their boots, hip boots on. And they were standing on a little bridge over a brook, 3 feet under the bridge. Three of them side by side with fishing rods in there, with the vests on and about $900 worth of stuff in there. And there they stood side by side over a little brook, a little canal, fishing for trout. I just love it. Hallelujah. At the time the disciples came to Jesus, who did they come to? We love Jesus here. Who then is the, and they said, Jesus, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Brothers and sisters, please listen. Please, and you can lift up or you just listen. Then Jesus called a little child to him. You got it in your hands there. Set him in the midst of them and said, assuredly I say to you, Jesus said, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom. Who is she?
Greatest in the kingdom.
Now, when you look at Aubrey, you've got to understand something today. She is the greatest in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. And whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin. Let me read this again. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he was drowned in the depths of the seas. Woe to anybody that turns a little child away from God who loves God. Amen? That's our Aubrey. Hallelujah. Now, childlike. Listen. As Aubrey completely trusts without question or doubt, loves, trusts, and gives her heart completely to her mom and dad, we should also find that childlike faith to trust God and love our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Are you with me? Our Father, where is he? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask the families not to stand yet, but I'm going to read something, family, that is for you. And then, church, this is for you, for your family. As we pray this and I read this, I want you to think of your children. I want you to think of your friends. I want you to think of your grandchildren. I want you to think of the families that you want here. And I want you to pray this and read this with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is for you today. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. How much? With all your soul. How much? And with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Will you accept that today, family? Godparents, grandparents, would you do that? Would you accept that for Aubrey Rose today? These words which God commands you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach her diligently. Teach her diligently. Teach your children diligently. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house. You shall talk about God. You shall talk about the blessings. When you walk by the way, when you're in your car driving, when you lie down before you your prayers at night, when you rise up, your prayers in the morning, he says you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. In other words, people should be able to see Jesus. They should be able to see that you're walking with God, and they should be able to see that there's something different about you. For her, and they shall be. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. How many know nobody's perfect?
Amen.
Amen. We all fall short daily. The Word of God says it. But we have an obligation to our children. We have an obligation to our families. Today we have an obligation to Aubrey Rose. And I ask you, family, will you accept that obligation today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you that you've given us this word to read, and thank you that you've called us all part of your family. We are with you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Though sometimes we fall down, you pick us up. Lord, sometimes we move to the left, you pull us back to the center. We go to the right, you pull us back to the left. You guide us, Lord, because you know our faults. You know us so well, individually, Lord. So you work on each and every one of us the way that we need. Not the way that the world would see it, but the way that you see it, Lord. We're not going to be perfect until we're with you. We know that, Lord. But we know that our lives can be full of blessings with you. That our lives can be full of joy with you. Lord, I thank you that this family chose this church today to share. Let us share on this beautiful, beautiful day with Aubrey Rose. And let us remember to rededicate ourselves. And remember that we need to rededicate ourselves to you. So the message of today is just as that little baby loves those that are holding her. You sit up in heaven with your arms open, waiting for us to come to you. Not as a child, but a childlike faith, simply believing. So that our conversation goes from I believe in God to I believe God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful time in our church. We are humbled at the Second Congregational in Derby. We are so humbled and blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Never too far away that he can't heal you. He can't bless you. He can't lift you. He can't open doors for you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes he waits for you to show yourself approved. In other words, he waits for you to commit your way truly to what you're praying for, to be ready when he answers that prayer. Sometimes he needs you to take steps closer to your prayer so he can answer them for you. So you're ready when he answers. Hallelujah. Because when he answers a prayer, you represent him. You represent Jesus. Jesus isn't in the business of changing people. He loves who you are. Jesus is in the business of making you shine. Jesus is in the business of making other people be drawn to you because of your goodness, because of your kindness, because people see that you're in favor. Some of my friends know I've been playing music since I was 17. Played in the nightclubs and I did things that I loved in my heart with my music. But God, when I gave my heart to God 25 years ago, he didn't take my music from me. He said, oh, enjoy. I blessed you with playing music. He just brought me to different places with my music and different reasons for my music. My wife and I sing every day at nursing homes, ministering to people. We sing Glenn Miller, and we sing Tammy Wynette, and we sing Patsy Cline, and they love to remember, and it gives them joy. But God has not taken my music. He's blessed so much more. He won't change who you are. He made you to be who you are. He just wants you to shine. And then when you shine, he wants you to tell others about him. That's simple. Amen.